have a lot of emails here. Just having Archbishop Pevna on yesterday as a special show. And if you didn't hear that, you might want to go to our archives to listen to that show when you have some free time. It was a great opportunity here. One of our successors, the apostles, one of our bishops, an archbishop here, the Archbishop of St. Paul and Minneapolis, to interact with his students, with his parishioners, with students at St. Joseph's High School. So it was a beautiful witness, a beautiful example of a bishop teaching and being with his flock. And so, but of course, we fell behind a little bit on answering emails and other questions. So I want to get to an email that I received since our last show on Tuesday together. It says, "Hello, Monsignor Swetland. Can you please refer me to resources or some convincing statements on why women cannot be ordained priest, please?" It says, she goes on to say, or he goes on to say, "A Catholic woman priest," in quotation marks, "is speaking at our local library, and I'm considering attending so that I can ask questions in a non-confrontational manner. I need guidance from the Holy Spirit and from you. Thank you, and God bless you for all that you do." And I'm going to keep the emailer anonymous. Well, thanks for that email. I hope I've gotten my answer to you in time, but it's a timely question because Archbishop Ladaria, who is the soon-to-be cardinal-elect, I should call him now, since he is cardinal-elect, the head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, just published in Italian a statement in the L'Osservatore Romano about the definitive character of the teaching of St. John Paul II on this. He reminded us this is a teaching that John Paul II made very clear back in 1994. I was relatively newly ordained when this came out. It came out in May, if I remember right, it was May. Yes, May of 1994, St. John Paul II, in an apostolic letter, Ordinatio Sacerdotalis, made this statement, and that's available. If you put John Paul II and women's ordination in your search engine, I'm sure it will be the first thing that comes up. It's on the Vatican website. This letter from May 22nd, 1994, of John Paul II, and this is an apostolic letter. This is, of course, the Holy Father communicates with the faithful. And this is a teaching document where he talks about the question of women's ordination. At the end of the document, it's a relatively short document, this is what St. John Paul II wrote. "Wherefore, in order that all doubt may be removed regarding a matter of great importance, a matter which pertains to the Church's divine constitution itself, in virtue of my ministry of confirming the brethren," he makes specific reference to Luke 22:32, the role of St. Peter and his successors to confirm the brethren for the sake of unity. The saint goes on, St. John Paul II goes on to write, "I declare that the Church has no authority whatsoever to confer priestly ordination on women, and that this judgment is to be definitively held by all the Church's faithful." Okay, so that's as about as definitive as one can get. And if there was any doubt about this, Cardinal-elect Ladario, who's the current head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, has reiterated that this is a definitive teaching. It is infallible by the Universal Ordinary Magisterium, and that it is a teaching that must be held to be in full communion with the Church. So if someone believes that women could be validly ordained to the priesthood, they're breaking communion with Christ and his Church. So hopefully that will help you. If you need more on that, please let us know.